Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
With the 33rd pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Buffalo Bills select Keon Coleman, receiver, Florida State.
That's what I've been waiting for. That's what it's all about.
With the 60th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Buffalo Bills select Cole Bishop, DB, Utah.
No, hey, stick to the plan.
The Buffalo Bills select Dwayne Carter, defensive tackle, Duke.
I love it when a plan comes together.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody, good morning. Excuse me. There's a cough button right here. I can just hit that.
It's a steamy one out there.
Humid?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's maybe nice. Our first taste of real humidity of the year.
Yeah, that might be right. High of 73 today, clouds. High of 79 on Friday.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. I mean,
79 and nice?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Into that?
Yeah, I mean, into the 70s pretty much for the next week. Tomorrow the high is 69 and Wednesday it's 68. I'm going to creep up 2 degrees. Could have like a week straight of 70s. Good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Happy Monday. Welcome to the next phase of the Buffalo Bills, right? That's what this is. Draft is in the books. Hockey's being played. I don't know what else, you know, you're into, but the draft, right? Might as well dig right into it, right? The draft. I put up a Twitter poll about the draft. As we've now seen the full scope of everything they're going to do. We'll talk about it with Sal Capaccio coming up at 7 o'clock. Everything we need to know from what the Bills said down at One Bills Drive-Thru rounds 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and on. The Twitter poll I put up was about the approach to the draft, because no idea if these guys are going to be any good. Nobody knows, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think most people would admit. You might not like a pick, but that doesn't mean you don't necessarily like the player. You just... maybe you're wondering why they didn't do something different. Mm-hmm. So the Twitter poll I put up was, forgetting the players a bit, we don't know who will pan out and who won't. Do you like the Bills' approach to this year's draft? How's everybody feel about the approach? You can, did you like it? Yes, no, or meh?
Uh-huh.
Meh can mean, I don't know, I don't care, man. It's the draft, if you want.
Which was to make all 10 of their picks?
Yeah.
Right?
They made all 10 picks, which is something that... I want to say, of all the underdog things, that might have been it.
Yeah.
We'd been setting the over-under on 7.5 or 8.5, and 10 picks, all 10.
Yeah. One of which wasn't even a football player.
Right.
They picked a rugby guy.
They did.
In the 7th round. Approaches in starting with a receiver also. Even, like, again, we'll get into who the player is, but they started the draft with a receiver.
Yep.
They drafted, it was about 50-50, right? Offense to defense in general. I think I saw by the capital spent, Warren Sharp had this chart, who invested, used more of their capital in offense and who used more of it in defense, and the Bills are like right down the middle.
Yep.
So like half and half. So
we've got Bean talking about retooling, right?
He said year in transition, something along those lines.
Year in transition. Will that translate to being in transition on the field in wins and losses? You know, is transition 11-6? Is it still division champs? But yeah, year in transition. We know that. They lost.
Team in transition team was the exact
A team quote. In transition.
Team
which,
in transition.
Which doesn't mean you're bad. Just means changing over a lot of bodies. And we knew that from the salary cap purge to the leadership purge. Some football related, others, you know, just financially, that's what they had to do. They draft a bunch of players that maybe can be future captains. Cole Bishop at the top of that list in the second round. They get a safety. They get defensive tackle. Like their first three picks, right? Receiver, safety, defensive line.
Yep.
Very predictable.
Yep.
Running back from there. Very predictable for their approach to this. I mean, you might not like it as early as they took it. It's actually a late running back for them.
Yeah.
A fourth rounder.
Fourth rounder.
It's a late running back. Yeah. They add a bunch of pieces to the offensive line. And, you know, here we go.
They drafted a guy with the longest name ever.
That's right.
In the fifth round. Or was it the fourth round? Was Cedric Van Pran Granger? I think I got that down. That's one person. They also signed a guy in undrafted free agency named Bills, but that's for another
They signed an undrafted free agent named Bills. They signed Frank Gore's son.
They did.
They added Quintez Cephas.
Yeah.
A wide receiver that was suspended all of last season because of gambling.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Offensive tackle Travis Clayton.
Yep, that's the rugby guy.
That's the rugby guy. International pathway guy. A cornerback from Penn State. On and on.
So they've been busy. They added a lot. A
lot of players.
Am I guessing that your poll's going to start off with the no?
I would always imagine that yes, and we did great wins out in all draft classes in all NFL markets.
Even when it includes that they traded with their arch nemesis.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because that's part of it.
It's
part of their draft, or part of their approach was willing to trade with Kansas City.
Yeah.
And guarantee Kansas City they were going to get their guy.
You know who else traded with Kansas City in this draft?
Who?
San Francisco.
Okay.
They did.
Different conference.
The Chiefs, but the Chiefs' first two picks came courtesy of Buffalo and San Francisco.
Two teams that they've...
allowing them to trade up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not that it has to matter, but that's, you know, it's part of it. So, all right, we've got a draft class, and they've added one receiver, and, I mean, now we're going, like, bargain basement, street free agent, DJ Chark, Quintez Cephas, maybe Odell Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
But let's
Michael Thomas.
Sure, I mean, who knows?
Someone that's available. Bean said no trade is coming. Big trade is coming.
Yep. I would believe that.
You know, that's true until... Are you talking to fans there, or are you talking to the 49ers? Right? Who are you talking to?
Well,
do you know the Niners' price, and the Niners are way too high for Brandon Ayuk or Debo Samuel, and you say that, and then a week later or in 3 months, the Niners call back at training camp and say, hey, actually, remember that price that we were talking about at the draft? We might be willing to do that now. Now you might do it.
I legitimately don't know how the Bills make a trade for Ayuk with the salary cap situation. Yes, they could restructure, blah, 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 but you need the space to acquire him, and they don't have that. They need to clear up about...
They will in June.
I'm not sure if it'll be enough.
They get 10.
They need maybe a little bit more than 10, because he's all of 14, isn't he, on a cap hit? I think I'm going to give up on the idea of Ayuk as a realistic possibility for the Bills. I don't think it's realistic. I don't think it interests them. I guess I could be wrong on that, but what the Bills have done, Ayuk's cap hit is 14.1. They get, you know, if they get 10 million in space.
But how does that work? Can you re-sign him the moment?
No.
You can't do that before?
You need the space before you bring him in.
Okay.
So they'd need enough space for him.
Well, they have four right now, and they'll get 10, but they need to sign rookies too. So.
Right. So, I mean, they could wait to sign rookies. I don't know. Field Yates said it was basically impossible, and some of the other folks on Twitter that follow cap stuff say without trading a player back the other way, which I guess that's possible, and all that. Whatever. I guess I just want to not think they're going to go for Ayuk. Why would they? What are they going to spend? They're going to trade next year's second?
Well, they still don't first? Have a number one wide receiver.
I don't think they want one.
I don't believe them.
I don't think they want one.
I don't believe them. I think they maybe just they haven't gotten one yet. They've been at this. They are 1 month into replacing Stephon Diggs. And but, maybe it doesn't come this year
that's,
even. But,
that's right. I mean for this year.
For this like, year.
Next
yeah.
year we might be here talking about receiver again. But it's odd. In a draft that was flush with more receivers and, right, the best class in history, arguably, they took one.
They took one.
They took one. So when Bean's up there talking about, whether it was at the press conference following the picks or if it was at, there was a luncheon, and I'm seeing, like, transcripts of each one. So forgive me for not knowing exactly which came at which. It might have been the luncheon with ticket holders post-draft. Bean mentioned Tyrell Shavers. as an option, and said they also have a guy they're working out now. That had to be Quintez Cephas.
Mm-hmm.
So I part of the receiver conversation for me, Joe, is I am coming to terms with the death and passing of the Brian Daboll offensive attack and, I mean, accepting or whatever, welcoming, however you want to say it, they are a different football team by a lot, and this idea that they're just going to roll out that level of passing attack, I don't know how long it'll be until they do again. Keon Coleman looks like a nice player. There's some concerns. He's got a skill set that they have not had in a while. But this idea of the Diggs, Beasley, Sanders, Davis passing attack, that's a long way away. And that might just be by design. This might be the further evolution towards, you know, 12 personnel, a big body receiver, another running back, adding to the offensive line. I don't know if Joe Brady's Bills are going to be run heavy the whole time he's here or more run heavy than they have been, but I do think they start to look like a team that is built that way. Aren't they going to go more tight formation, positionless football? I mean, the idea about Keon Coleman, I don't know that he is a really good boundary receiver idea. A lot of the stuff you read about Coleman is that his success might most be in the slot.
Mm-hmm.
A power slot, a big slot. And the Bills have the slot. I mean, that is a crowded house.
It's loaded.
Yeah, with Shakir, who's very good, and Kincaid, who's very good, but a tight end that's playing the slot. And now here's...
And Samuel, who does it more than he does on the outside.
Yeah. So Samuel, I think, gets a good look outside. Mac Hollins going to be on the outside. And I'm sure Coleman will play some outside. They might try to put him out there a lot, but...
Bean says he sees him at the X.
Okay.
So like, good luck with that,
there's,
right? Like,
there's not a lot
we'll
of
see how that goes.
Right? There's not a lot of evaluators that think he can maybe be the X. They think he can be a power slot.
I think they think he's Gabe Davis. With maybe a little bit more...
He separates better than Gabe Davis.
He has better hands than Gabe Davis,
yeah.
I think. And he's, I think, better with the ball in his hands.
Yeah,
I
mean, run after catch.
I watched some of his punt return highlights over the weekend, and those are plays, those are cuts that you never saw Gabe Davis make. So I'm very open to the idea that he's going to be an upgraded version of Gabe Davis. He was the one they had on the outside, X receiver, like right up on the line of scrimmage, for the last 2 years, primarily. Diggs kind of slid back into a different role. So, I mean, that's how they see Coleman. I saw the same thing. Like, Matt Harmon was one that thought, like, big slot is easy, would be easier to predict for him, having more success in the league. I don't, he's not going to have that chance. They were already crowded at that spot. Like, he is going to, I think, be asked to come in. And you're going to line up outside, you're going to block for us, you're going to be the guy Josh throws it to when the play breaks down and we got to throw a jump ball. We might throw some screens to you because you're good with the ball in your hands. Like, I think they're going to have a plan for him. Is it going to go well, though? Like, that is, I'm very skeptical of that. But I'm not thinking, though, that he is any idea to replace Diggs. Like, he is,
no.
I think they see him as a Davis replacement. But I think we are going to be right back here in a year thinking this team needs a number one wide receiver.
Well, Warren Sharp did his way too early 2025 mock draft and put the Bills at receiver. Evan Stewart, Texas A&M.
Now the Evan Stewart?
Yeah,
all right,
yeah.
I'm writing it down.
I'm not.
April 29th, the first time I heard a receiver in the 25 class.
We're not ready to get into that emotionally. It's going to be a long time until we have that conversation. Next year they have a one and two twos, and... who knows?
They have I'll just say this. Maybe it doesn't happen this year. Maybe Bean knows it can't happen this year. But I am not believing that they are subscribed to the idea for the next phase of Josh Allen's career, the next era of Josh Allen's career, that they do not have to have a loaded passing offense that includes a number one wide receiver. Because in a year, they are going to have picks and money. And if there is a guy available in 1 year, if they haven't done anything by then, and they've got a first two twos, and they've got a lot of money coming off the books because they cut everybody this offseason, I am not thinking that they're going to say, no, we're okay because we have this more run-heavy offense with two tight ends and big wide receivers like Keon Coleman. I refuse to believe that they are going to be this forever if they're going to be this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
For 1 year.
Team in transition. It's a good way to say it, though, right?
That's what he said.
And we're kind of trying to figure out, all right, what are you trying to be going forward? Yeah. Defensively, and this is where it gets to, like, the Bills have clearly a defensive identity, and Cole Bishop as a pick makes about as much sense as you possibly could, right? A versatile safety,
yep,
leadership kind of guy, heart and soul. Lot to like about the Cole Bishop pick. Coleman is the well, if it's polarizing, maybe, or controversial, less so. His skill set had a lot of NFL draft pundits split. Mm-hmm. Not that he's worth a pick. This is not like, oh, this is not a good pick or you shouldn't pick him. It's about, you know, fit and how he should be used. Keon Coleman doesn't separate. And that can be a bit of a red flag, right? Like, you don't separate in college. How are you going to separate in the NFL? And that's what it comes to, like, putting him on the outside, putting him with the X might be dangerous. Matt Harmon of Reception Perception, you'll hear him a lot. You'll probably hear him on the afternoon show this week. And tweeted out videos, breakdowns, comparisons from him in the last 24 to 48 hours. The general idea is that Keon Coleman, his profile, is not that different from like Rashee Rice, who had some success mm-hmm. this year in Kansas City, starting to come on, although he's going to miss some time. Jonathan Mingo, Treylon Burks, and Harmon's point is, listen, he can have a nice role. If you think you can make him out there at the X, you might be in trouble. And that's what the Bills are talking about they maybe can do. Now, I don't know how real that is. It was 2 years ago the Bills said Khalil Shakir could play on the outside when they drafted him. When they needed help on the outside, they drafted Khalil Shakir and said he could play on the outside. How much has he played on the outside? Very little. Then again,
also called Dalton Kincaid a wide receiver a year ago, and then he literally played like a tight end.
That's right. And, you know, in terms of he can play out wide, this team did line up Latavius Murray out wide last year a few times. So, you know.
Yep.
With Coleman, you get a big body, and I think it was Benjamin Solak of The Ringer, the first one that I ever saw say, Keon Coleman of the Bills, perfect fit because of the way that Josh Allen plays. And I believe that. There was one video going around that called it tall ball. That these two are going to be able to play tall ball. And think about Allen, when plays break down, looking for help, looking for a target, whether this is red zone or whatever this is. He'll be able to see Keon Coleman, a large frame with big hands, and just put it up high for him. And Coleman, who's going to be good at contested catches, will be able to reel it in. Now that's a little bit of a specialist. That's a role. That's not a guy that's separating and getting open and commanding 150 targets. His target number might be around, I don't know, 100 this year as a rookie.
Oh, wait, his target number?
Maybe, if he's going to play. Then again, Brandon Bean seemed to indicate he might not be ready to start at the beginning of the
season.
Which,
I mean, who's he going to beat out? He's got to beat out right now Justin Shorter to play at the X.
He's got to beat Mac Hollins. He's got to beat Justin Shorter.
Like, come on. Like, the bar is not very high
for him
to beat somebody.
That's right.
I mean, it'd be insane. You have a big problem if he can't beat out those two to be starting on the outside, I think. I mean, if he's 100 targets or around that, isn't he second on the team? I think he's lower than that. I think he is. I don't know. I'm real worried about the profile. I'm real worried about the player. I think he's fourth. Is he 60, 70 targets maybe this year? And Shakir goes up even more, and Curtis Samuel. Like, to me, that weekend was the best weekend that Khalil Shakir could have asked for. Because I think he is in line for a massive uptick, which does not have to be a bad thing, by the way. He was like the most efficient target in the league in the last 8 games of the season.
And Kincaid was right there too.
And Kincaid was too. So I think their plan, their big three is going to be Kincaid, Samuel, and Shakir. And Coleman will play, and Coleman will block, and Coleman will have this role with contested catches, and maybe he'll be the guy they target in the red zone. But I am thinking this offense runs through different guys ahead of him.
803-0550, our phone number, 1-888-550-2550. I'm Keon Coleman, and the wide receiver train pulls in the station with one receiver in a historically deep class. Color me disappointed in a number of ways, but you know, not necessarily predicting that it's going to be terrible or anything like that. Coleman is intriguing. And it is funny the number of people that immediately went to something that I thought during this process, which is the Bills placed a bet on Josh Allen, who's a very polarizing prospect with freakish traits, and they hit the jackpot. And that's why the first four times, I read scouting reports on Keon Coleman, I thought, well, the Bills love physical freaks like this. He doesn't have an incredibly high RAS score. I think it's like 8-something. So he's not exactly a total physical freak, but he has freakish traits.
He does. I will. Joe Marino, I heard him on Coleman on his breakdown on Locked On Bills. That 8.1 raw athletic score, which is out of 10, by the way. Like, 8.1 is not bad, but he did point out it's kind of incomplete.
Because he didn't do a couple drills that would maybe bring it down.
Yeah, he didn't run like the 3-cone drill. There were some of the quickness drills that he just didn't run. Had he run them, how high would that score be? Like, when I hear he's a physical freak, like, I don't know about that. I think he's just big.
Yeah.
I think he's just big. I don't think he's that fast.
He's big.
He's maybe faster, I saw, though, than what he was at the 40, at the combine. He ran like a 4.63 at the combine and maybe got into the low 4.5s. At his pro day, and Bean said they had like some GPS thing from him at Florida State that said he's more of a 4.5 guy, not a 4.4 guy, but a 4.5 guy. So maybe his speed has been, you know, overly criticized. But he's not. Bean said it himself. But I don't know what the exact quote was. It was basically he's not going to run away from people.
No, he's not a burner. He does have good play speed, though, right? Coleman is
the gauntlet drill.
Yeah, Coleman is like the new face of the gauntlet drill. If he turns into a good and productive receiver, it'll be, well, yeah, sure, he runs a 4.5, so does Brandon Ayuk. But
right.
he gets open all the time. For Coleman, he doesn't get open all the time, but he plays fast. And the gauntlet drill is proof of that. I mean, he ran the gauntlet much faster than Troy Franklin, who's got a better 40 time.
He will be the biggest indictment on the gauntlet drill that we've ever seen. In 3 years, whether we respect the gauntlet drill or not,
it'll be down to Keon Coleman.
Whether he's good or not.
803-0550. Let's get some calls in. Connect with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. West New York's number one Kia dealer. Bill and Kenmore. Good morning, Bill.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. Regarding Coleman, there was another guy that was taken. I was hoping the Bills would get Burton, who went to Cincy in the third round. And I guess there were some red flags on him. But somebody said he was like the fourth best receiver in the class after the top three. And I guess Cincinnati figures they can kind of straighten him out. But Coleman, if you take Burton's time in that 10-yard shuttle, he did it like 1.53. Coleman did it 1.54. So he's just as fast as this guy who maybe was ranked as the fourth best receiver. Obviously, he doesn't have a burner speed. He's not going to run a 4.38. But again, with his size and the fact and the quickness and you know the initial time at the line of scrimmage, it looks like he's going to get himself open pretty much on a regular basis, as opposed to maybe like Davis, who had a struggle doing that because he just maybe was too heavy. I just thought I'd mention that Coleman may be faster, especially at the line there. And also, of course, he's going to not have a problem with press coverage because he's so big.
He has the only problem with that is in his career so far, he has had lots of problems with press coverage.
Maybe he needs some coaching.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. Thanks, Bill. That's the thing. Like any one of these guys, it's going to be – and that's something with Josh Allen too. Like Josh Allen, he's not accurate. That was true. And he, overhauled his throwing motion and changed his mechanics and – became a very accurate quarterback, and we don't really think about his accuracy all that much anymore at all. A lot of players, when we went through this process, we went and found scouting reports of great receivers. I found, DeAndre Hopkins and Justin Jefferson doesn't separate, isn't going to run away from anybody, some of the things we're saying here today. The biggest problem, the thing to watch is how the Bills use Keon Coleman. I don't think he's a future one. I think he's a nice role player. Some of the other comparisons I saw were like Will Fuller had a role, right? Fuller was a speedster down the field. That's probably not what Coleman's going to do. A lot of his catches at Florida State were contested catches. So it's good that he's good at contested catches because he makes a lot of contested catches. 26% of his catches were contested. And not everybody has to win with separation. I mean, if you go to NextGenStats, NFL.com, I mean, these are like... these are conversations we're going to have over the next couple of weeks and months. Not everybody gets open with and succeeds in the NFL with separation. Some guys do, some guys don't. And I'll find some of the guys that are like the low separators here. Michael Thomas late in his career here, but good receivers. Like Drake London's separation is not elite right now. George Pickens is not. These are guys that necessarily...
Pickens is maybe a decent comp for him.
Yeah, Pickens is 2.3. DJ Chark, Calvin Ridley's separation, not exactly great right now. T. Higgins, not great right now. So, you've got guys that win that way. Mike Evans, another one, at least at this point. Quentin Johnston is right here as well. Juju Smith-Schuster.
Isn't Pickens like a best-case scenario for Coleman? Because that's a guy that does not win with speed, that doesn't get it open a ton, but he makes
circus catches.
Right. Like he will be on SportsCenter top 10 once a week. Isn't that the best case scenario for Coleman? Is there a higher best case scenario? Like I'm thinking he's about as good as it will, good. It's very good.
The thing about Pickens though, I don't want to use reception perception for everything, but it's a good way to break down like how they do.
Yeah.
The difference between Pickens and Keon Coleman seems to be their opposites. Coleman kills zone.
Yeah.
He's very good against zone. Pickens, terrible against zone.
He's like the one-on-one.
Yes.
Okay.
One-on-one, Pickens beats you. And that's something that Coleman doesn't really do. The percentile he's at beating man in press coverage is pretty bad. It's like 20th percentile and below. Whereas, Pickens is in the 69th at beating press coverage. So
right.
We'll see. Like how the Bills deploy him is a big, big part of this. He's big. He's funny too. He makes a good first impression, and appears to be like a funny kid.
He will win people over between now and their first game
if he has not already.
Yeah. Yep. For sure.
803-0550. Give us a call on Keon Coleman and the Bills draft class. How'd you like their approach, Jeremy and Joe, on a Monday? following the draft. Next on the schedule is the schedule release. Plenty to get to. 803-0550 to join us on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.